What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we will be discussing all about you. We are in the driver's seat when it comes to our health, happiness, and choices each and every day. But I get it. Life throws us so many curveballs on top of a never-ending to-do list. That's why I brought our guest, Erica Reisinger, on the podcast to shed some light on prioritizing us to a healthier and happier life. So let me introduce our special guest. Erica is a health and wellness coach in Fairport, New York. After graduating from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, she created her health coaching business, Revive Your Tribe, where she helps moms create a lifestyle that allows them to take care of their health and needs while still being able to take amazing care of their families. She is a wife, mom of two small kids, puppy, and a new brood of chickens. You can find her in the garden, teaching spin classes, playing soccer with her kids, or cooking up a storm in her free time. What's going on, Erica? Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. So I'm really looking forward to this, talking about us and just being healthier and happier. So First question is all about you. So tell us your story. What or who inspired you to get into the health and wellness space?
I've been inspired by so many people, but mostly by other moms. My journey kind of started, I think, when I had children, and quickly fell into the loop of putting everybody else first and myself last. And it's so easy to do. And after a while, it actually started taking on more of a mental side effect rather than physical, just because as a new mom, I was worrying constantly, and that eventually led to, you know, me not taking care of myself physically. And it's so important to view yourself as just as important as everyone else in the family. The only way you're going to take really good care of those kids and your family as a whole is by taking care of yourself as well. So I kind of learned how to dig myself out of that. And through a lot of trial and error and a lot of learning curves here and there, learned how to say no to things that weren't serving me, learned how to say yes to spending more time on myself, whether it was just going for a quick run, or just staying home because I needed that downtime, that time to just do nothing. And, you know, over the years, I had a photography business and I kind of went through a few other health, issues in my life that were pretty minor compared to most, but taught me that I was doing a good job of taking care of myself after all these years. But more importantly, eating the right way, treating my body the right way, taking mental health days, doing things that really filled up my cup were essential to my happiness. They were essential to my energy levels, and they were essential to really bonding with my family, creating activities for my kids that helped them learn how to be healthy while still having fun. Because what's the point if you're not having fun?
Amen. Life's about having fun.
Yeah, you have to be enjoying this life. Yeah. So I kind of said to myself, like, if I could do anything, what would I do? And at that point, I had a lot of my mom friends saying, like, how do you have this much energy? Like, how are you motivating yourself to keep up with your workouts? And I loved talking about it. And I realized, like, all moms need this. I mean, everybody needs this, to be quite honest with you. But I just find it so important that moms not forget about themselves, because they'll be the first to shove themselves to the back burner. And so I did some Googling and I realized that, hey, this is a thing. Like, a health coach is exactly what I had imagined. So I went through my schooling, and now here I am, a certified health coach, and I'm loving it. I found where I'm supposed to be.
I can hear that out of your voice. You're loving it. You're passionate about what you do. So shout out to my wife and to all the moms out there. You guys are rock stars. I mean, I don't even need to say this. I think everyone knows that. Like, you guys are the glue to your family, to my wife's the glue to my family. Like, you guys just do so much.
Oh.
And it is kind of backwards though, right? I mean, I see it every day in practice. Like, moms are the last one to come in. Their yeah. kids come in, maybe the husband comes in, and then the mom. It's like, we got to flip that script.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really important to include yourself. And I read it. I don't know who the author of this quote is, but the quote is by saying it's me too, not me first, because a lot of moms have the guilt that come along with, well, I'm going to do this first, or I'm going to take myself to the chiropractor first. And it's not about putting yourself first. It's just about putting yourself right in line with everybody else.
Yes.
Not leaving yourself out.
And there's no better time than now to be doing all this and having this conversation. And I don't know your business. You're probably pretty busy though, because there's moms need help. They need help and they need a coach like yourself.
Yeah, it's been really great. I mean, gosh, last year was a doozy. And I think it, in a way, if you want to call it a silver lining, a lot of people realize that they fell into a lot of habits that are not good for them, mentally or physically. And it was kind of a wake-up call that they needed to figure out how to have a lifestyle that is fun, is healthy, and just makes them feel good. Because I think at the end of this, a lot of people are just feeling like crap, to be honest with you. They're not happy with where they are. And so it's been great. I am always so grateful for those who want to take the time to better themselves and to feel good and to realize that it's okay to not get stuck in the grind of every day. It's okay to stop and take a second and figure out, like, okay, this doesn't work. What will work for me? And what is going to get me to a place that lets me take care of my family? It lets me do really well in my career, and it lets me take care of myself. Because without taking care of yourself, you're probably not going to do well in any area of life.
So what does prioritizing health mean to you? And why is it so challenging to prioritize your health?
Oh gosh, it's so hard, isn't it? It's so hard. I mean, there's so many things to get done in a day between, you know, working a job, staying home at kids. It's all work one way or the other. All the tasks at home that need to get done, all the commitments that we say yes to, there's no time. When we say yes to everything and we prioritize everything, there's no time for ourselves. So what I love to have people do is say, like, okay, pretend it's a clean slate. Like, what are your priorities? What do you really wish that you had time for in your life that might be missing right now? And a lot of people will say, like, I really just want to get fit again. I really want to learn how to eat cleaner, how to be, you know, healthier with, even like my sleep hygiene is horrible. Like, they'll go to bed super late and get up super early and they're exhausted. How do I regulate these hormones so that I feel good every day, but I don't have time for it because I have to do X, Y, Z. And so it's about finding what is really important and being able to say no to those other things that are getting in the way of that. And to a lot of people, it feels, and it probably sounds selfish, but if you're always saying yes to things that are not letting you take care of yourself, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to feel good. So it's about finding that balance. And so, you know, I take them through that process of finding that balance of saying yes and going out and having fun. And I will be the first to say, like, yes, go out to book club, go and drink the wine and have the chocolate and like, just enjoy yourself with your friends. Cause that is just as important as going and making a healthy dinner the next night.
Fills your cup. Yeah.
Yeah. it's kind of prioritizing your health is, you know, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, it's doing what you need in order for you to be happy in your body, happy in your mind, feeling strong, and just satisfied and fulfilled at the end of the day.
So are you a proponent of adding things initially or taking things away to start?
We'd kind of do a little bit of both. We kind of look at, like, what are we doing that we're just doing out of habit? Because there's a lot of things that we do during the day that we really don't need to be doing that. Our little time sucks. And then we'll also be adding in little things. So for instance, there's a lot of people who are getting lost with screens. They're scrolling for like hours at night. Mm-hmm. They know they don't need to be doing it. And so we'll figure out a process for like cutting back on that screen time. And what are we going to replace it with? what are we going to do in that time that is going to fill that your cup back up? Mm-hmm. And I'm also a big proponent of 80-20. So I'm not hardcore when it comes to habits. I think that there's moderation in everything, and there should be. So I will never say, you are never to eat chocolate again, or you are to go to bed at 8 o'clock. You know, that is not real. That's not how life goes. So, you know, while sure, you want to have your screen time at night, maybe not 2 hours, but let's try like a half an hour, or maybe we scale back to like an hour, and mm-hmm. kind of shift the way we're using our time, and then finding extra little pockets of time to add in things for ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Now, where do we start though, when we're trying to prioritize our health? Do we start on the mental side, the physical side, the emotional or spiritual side?
That's such a good question. I think it's different for everyone. I think everyone right. struggles with different parts of their life. And so that's part of the process, is figuring out where are you really struggling? Because some people will feel, you know, really strong with the physical side, but they're really struggling mentally. Like maybe their mindset is just not where it needs to be. Maybe their, you know, spirituality or their relationships are not where they need to be, but they're really great about going to the gym every single day. That's going to look completely different to someone who is eating, you know, unhealthily and not getting their physical fitness in at all, but has really solid relationships and they right. love their job. And so that's also going to look different. So it's really kind of a puzzle of figuring out what's going to work for each person, because it's so individualized. Everyone's mm-hmm. lives are so different.
What are a few actionable tips? I'm all about the tips and recommendations that listeners can apply today to start prioritizing their health.
So I think my first tip would be to take literally maybe a few minutes. It doesn't even take long, a couple minutes. And just write that list of like, what's important to you. Mm-hmm. Start with, where are you lacking? Where do you really wish that you could improve in your life that's going to make you feel better? Whether it's eating healthier, and maybe it's something as small as like healthier snacks. It doesn't have to be learning how to eat healthy all the time. Maybe it is learning how to have a better sleep routine. I talk to a lot of moms that are crashing on their kids' floor when they put them to bed. They're not even making it to their own rooms, or they're staying up until like 11:30, 12 o'clock, and then getting up when their kid gets up at 5. So it's dialing in on the specific area that you think is lacking and that you wish you could solve, but you're just not quite sure how. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I would focus on one thing, and it kind of varies per person, but in general, like one or two things. So say you want to eat healthy, make one meal this week that's going to be healthy for you. Maybe it's trying a new whole grain. Maybe it's adding in an extra vegetable. Maybe it's drinking an extra glass of water. Start small. And so I always tell everyone, do these things in baby steps. Like that's how this becomes something that you can sustain, because mm-hmm. the diets don't work. Anything extreme usually does not work. So we do everything baby steps, a couple things at a time. Once you've mm-hmm. got that under control, take another step, add to it a little bit. Maybe you add in going for a walk after dinner 4 nights a week. Mm-hmm. And just think about it in little bite-sized pieces. And that is usually enough to get the ball rolling.
I love what you said first is sitting down and getting clear on what your why is. I just heard that this morning. Again, I'm all about that, but you forget about it, right? I just heard that on a podcast this morning about like, what is your why for business? What is your why for getting healthy? What is your why for being a good parent? You know, like
right.
we got to write that down. We got to really think about that and spend some time and write some goals down. But I think just that one question is huge, and it builds momentum.
Yeah. And it reminds you of why you're doing whatever it is you're doing, even on the days when you don't feel like doing it.
For sure.
And so, you know, I'm a big fan of like putting a post-it up mm-hmm. or a sign up or a reminder on your phone or on your calendar that will pop up. Just a reminder, like, remember why you're doing this. My why is because blah, blah, blah. And mm-hmm. it's enough to just keep that little fire going.
A tip I use too for the scrolling that helps me like fall asleep and just like sleep better is I put my phone to sleep, I call it. I put it on airplane mode. So when I'm done with my phone, I just try to put it right on airplane mode. And then this way I'm not getting the EMF too, which can cause headaches and joint pain and all that. And usually it's right by somebody's head and they're sleeping. Yeah. I think we all should be putting on airplane mode, but then you can't scroll. You can't use the internet. That's and then awesome. It forces me to read and pick up my book, and then I pass out in 20 minutes.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, so I use that. I'm big on sleep and getting proper sleep.
Yeah, it changes everything, doesn't it?
Oh, amen. Especially with kids, yes. I think that's why I'm really into sleep, because I'm not getting the sleep that I know I should be getting.
Yeah.
But one day. So let's talk about you. So how do you win the day?
So that's another good question too. So in the morning, and this sounds so stupid and so simple, and it really is, but to start the day, I really love making my bed. And I read it in a book once. I think it was Elizabeth Ryder's book, who's another health coach. And I just thought, like, well, what is that going to do? Like, make my bed every day. Like, I don't want to make my bed every day. And then I started doing it. And it's like, you take control of the chaos when you start the day by making your day, you making your bed and leaving your room looking decent. And I just remember leaving my room being like, huh, that weirdly enough feels really good. Yeah. What am I going to conquer next?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it does something in your brain. And I've heard this from several different people who also love making their bed. But overall, by the end of the day, I feel like I have won the day if I have connected with my kids, I've spent time with my family, I've done one thing for myself, whether that's like find a bunch of new recipes, whether that's going for a bike ride, even just something simple like journaling or just reading my book.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten one thing done that needed to get done. So I'm also a big fan of not going crazy cleaning my house. And I've realized that like, it's always going to be something. I have two little kids. Like it's never going to be perfect. And so I've learned to let that go. And when you let go of like the perfectionism and things like chores and things like the to-do list that never gets shorter, you have so much more time to focus on what you want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing a day.
Did you make
maybe I'll run the dishwasher a couple of times, but
there you go. Did you make your bed this morning?
No, because my dog was laying in it and I felt too bad kicking him out.
Well, after this podcast, go make your bed. All right.
I will. Thank you.
You'll feel better.
I will.
So tell us more about your business. So who do you work with and what services do you offer?
So I work with women. Most of them, I think all of them have been moms, but they do not need to be moms. Some are moms who have kids who have left the home already. Some are moms that have really little kids. It's a range. And I work with them to help restore healthy habits, create new habits. Some of these women don't have habits. They've learned that the word habit is something bad, not good. And so it's changing our mindset around what healthy looks like and what healthy feels like, and realizing that it doesn't have to be boring. It doesn't have to be, you know, when it comes to food, people are like, oh, it's going to taste awful. No, it's delicious. You know, you can adapt things to make it enjoyable for yourself. And I just love working with these women. And from the first call, they're almost everybody cries in the first call telling me what they're going through. And by the end, like physically, like their posture is different. They're smiling, they're upbeat, but their train of thoughts that they have are completely different because they've made a few small changes and done it in small bites that have made big shifts. And so when I started this company, Revive Your Tribe, I went in it with the idea that I was going to do this for the whole family because that's having healthy kids is so important to me. But I felt like maybe at that point I was biting off a little bit more than I could chew. And I was really focused on moms and helping them. And it's been kind of neat because I've noticed that their kids are also picking up on their mom's habits through this. So that's something that I think is going to be coming up later on, hopefully this year, maybe in the fall, is kind of igniting the whole family to do this together.
I love that. We're a product of our environment, right? Our kids look up to us.
Yeah.
We're their role models. They're watching everything. Yeah.
They are. Yeah. It's really important.
So any client success stories you'd like to share?
Oh, I love my clients. They're all awesome. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just proud of all of them for taking care of themselves, for standing up and saying, I need help. I need you to help me through this. From people who hate to cook and would eat out almost every single day to by the end learning that they actually love to cook and watching them progress from eating, you know, takeout food, McDonald's, which I eat takeout food as well, but you know, eating McDonald's 4 or 5 days a week to cooking their own meals almost every day. From, you know, the mom who was sitting at her computer all day long, not getting up to take any breaks because she was working so much, and just by the end of the day, not having energy to go and take her walks, to now getting up on every break. And by the end of the day, she's walking 5 miles between lunches and breaks, and, you know, and realizing that the more she does, the more energy she has. And so now she has more energy to play with her kids. And now her kids and her have bonded more and they have a better relationship because of that. And it kind of goes back to the why. It's like they all have whys, but usually it ends up as they want a better relationship with their kid when they get down to it deeper. So yeah, it's just incredible to watch it all unfold. And they make me so proud, proud of them.
I can hear it in your voice. It's so cool. Well, thank you for what you do for our community. That's awesome.
No. We live in a really amazing community. And I just feel like I can't wait until the day when I can give back more to our community, because we're really lucky to live where we do.
Yeah. And health is so much deeper than just preventing a chronic disease too. It runs deep, right? It impacts your whole family. It impacts how you feel today, how you're going to feel tomorrow, how you're going to feel in 5 years. Yeah. If you're going to be around for your grandkids, your great grandkids, like, it's just, I think we get so caught up on the past and like right now where we're at. It's like, okay, that's good. Let's be aware. Let's address it. But let's also reach out for help too.
Yeah. And that's the hard thing, reaching out for help. You know, I don't know about you. I know about, for me, reaching out for help has always been difficult. And I see it in a lot of my clients, that asking me for help is big enough in itself, but then when they realize they have to also go and like once in a while ask for help, whether it's someone watching the kids or whether their spouse helps them do a load of laundry, like it's just, they feel like they're expected to do it all. So yeah, asking for help is huge.
And we never regret it either. We never regret when you trust a professional and you stay in your lane and they really help you get ahead in whatever facet of life you need help with.
Yeah.
It's just taking action. It's just starting. That's the hardest part. Yeah.
But once you get going, like I know for my business, I kind of felt the same way. I was like, well, I have to do this by myself and figure this out by myself. And then I'm like, oh my God.
No, you don't.
Forever. Yeah. But then once you hire someone to help you a little bit, it's like, oh, this is fantastic. Like who else can help? Like who can help me?
Exactly. Now, what about the rest of 2021? Anything exciting planned with your business?
Well, I think I'm going to branch into helping families as well. So I think there's always going to be my program for moms, because that's always going to be very important to me. But I would love to see a little bit of a shift into helping with the whole family. Because another part of it is like, especially seeing their spouse also kind of get on board. A lot of times they go in and their spouse is not really on board with it. They're not really into it. And by the end, they're like picking up speed right with them. So to do it as a family, I think would be exciting. So I have a couple of things in the works. That's nothing final yet, but I'm definitely looking forward to kind of adding that. And maybe some group coaching, because I think everybody could benefit from support of others that are going through a similar situation. So
do you meet in person, or is it all over Zoom, or how does that work?
I can meet in person. I think I would like to start meeting in person more, probably in the fall. It has been just on Zoom. I think people are finding that it's just easier and it's faster. And they, especially for moms, they don't have to worry about who's going to watch the kids.
For sure.
So I'm happy to do it either way.
What about like workshops? Do you do a lot of workshops in the area for marketing for you, just to educate?
Yeah. I kind of do them once in a while, but yeah. I have done a lot of workshops over Zoom, and we kind of, there's one workshop that I love doing, and I feel like moms get a lot out of it, is going back to that priorities. And we sit down and we talk about like what are our priorities, and we plan it all out. It's a working workshop, so that by the end they walk away with like tangible steps. And from there we work through like it's actually a pretty simple 10-step process that works them through like, here I am. This is where I want to be. How am I going to get there? And so we kind of, it's like a little mini coaching call with a few actionable steps. And when they're done, they can at least start the ball rolling on their own. And I love doing those too. So
cool. Yeah,
hoping to get maybe a couple more in the fall, get those going again.
You got a lot in your plate, a lot of good stuff.
I do. It keeps me busy. I enjoy it.
So how can listeners get more information on your business, connect with you online, and or make an appointment?
Yeah. Well, my website is always a great place to go, reviveyourtribe.com. And you can find all my social information there, but I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram. And there is a contact me section. So you can, if you're interested in talking more, I offer a free 30-minute session where we just talk and you tell me what's going on. I can tell you how I can help. We kind of chat about whether it would be a good fit, because if I will say I'm good about boundaries. So if someone comes to me and they have issues that I can't help, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychologist. I will say, like, I can't help you, but I have a really great support team that I can refer you to. And then if it's a good fit, we'll work from there and set up the program. So yeah, you can reach me. My email is reviveyourtriberock@gmail.com. You can message me on either one of my social accounts, and I'm always happy to chat.
Final question. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Dun, dun, dun. If you have a friend coming to Rochester who's never been here, where would you take them?
Okay, I've been thinking about this one. I think there's a lot to do in our city. But I think what I would do is I would take them on a bike ride. So our city has so many cool biking trails that are pretty new. And I would take them on a bike ride. There's one, it's at the Lehigh Valley Trail, starts at RIT, and you can bike all the way downtown. And it's pretty quick, and you can cycle around downtown and come back. So I would do one of those trails. There's one from the zoo all the way out to the pier on Charlotte, which is a really great one too.
Nice.
Cycle for a bike ride that they could kind of see a lot of different parts in an active way. And then I would take them to the Gatehouse for lunch or for dinner, because that restaurant is just amazing.
Good burgers there.
Oh my God, the burgers.
Very good burgers.
I don't eat much meat, but I will go there for a burger any day.
Oh, so good. I'm craving that right now.
I know.
Great answer. Well, Erica, thank you so much for your time. I know you're super busy. You got little ones at home. You probably got to clean the house and go make your bed. So I really appreciate your time. And thank you for what you're doing for Rochester. I know you're super passionate about what you do. And I think most importantly, you're probably really good at what you do. I'm not a client of yours, but it sounds like you're really good. You know what you're talking about, but you care. I mean, most importantly, you really care about your clients. And that's pretty clear today. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much for hosting me. It's been really great talking to you and learning more about you as well. And I really appreciate it.
Maybe someday we'll do a workshop together. Maybe someday on the road. That'd be cool.
That would be awesome. I'd love it.
Well, thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value from what Erica shared with us today, and we'll share this with family and friends. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me, go to my website, driscollchiropracticny.com, read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me info@driscollchiropracticny.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram @dr.driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.